The Sea. The sea upon which I ride cannot be told from earth or sky. Deep and green, a burning mirror to the celestial night, a home for fish and the Portuguese. It is the sea which on a Sunday night took sweet love from children's sight and left my friend forever without a father. It is the sea that fed the Christ and made his flesh that of fish, and our communion a covenant with all who travel this foam. This is the sea that calls the sons of creaking wood and steel, of wind, of rain, of kerosene heaters and empty church pews. It is the voice that bids us toil with nets and iron rings, the hungry call, beyond love, beyond vanity, a primal debt paid out in private and in the hardest of terms.